So tell us about your location. You've got the dream location, from what I understand.
Oh, it couldn't be better. They had just finished rebuilding our town beach. They expanded the parking lot from the beach area and made a big grassy lawn and the sandy beach, of course. And they put up a whole new beautiful fence and planted shrubs along it and flower beds. And they just made it the most beautiful parking lot. And I took a look at that and I thought, boy, that place is begging for a hot dog cart.
Hey everybody, it's Steve at Hot Dog Cart Radio here at HotDogProfits.com. Today I'm talking with Robin Delancey in Connecticut. Robin's been a customer of mine. I got in touch with her probably last summer when she started her business up, and I thought it'd be fun to chat with her and just see what's involved in getting the business up and off the ground and what brought her into the hot dog cart biz. So Robin, how you doing?
Hi, Steve. Pleasure to meet you and pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, it's good to finally hear your voice over the phone. We've emailed many times, but it's always good to put a voice to the email address.
Yeah.
You're on a lake, too, right?
Yes, we have Lake Waramaug right here, one of the prettiest parts of the state, and I've been told one of the prettiest in the world.
Beautiful. That sounds wonderful. Great place for a business. So let's just get up to date with you and tell us how you came to the hot dog cart business and what got you interested in it in the first place.
Well, it's a bit of a story. I've been unemployed for nearly 2 years, and education was available, but the money for it was not. Mm-hmm. And as my job title seemed to have completely disappeared from the market, I thought that I'd better try to do something a little bit different, but I didn't really know what. One day I was chatting with a guy who runs an ice cream shop up the road, and he was also thinking about doing something different. He'd been in the ice cream business for 30 years, and I said to him, have you ever thought about maybe running a hot dog cart? And he said, nah. He said, but I think that'd be a great idea for you.
Okay.
And my first thought was, what do I know about running a retail business? I don't know anything about business at all. Mm-hmm. But I thought, wait a minute now, why second guess yourself? Look into it and see what's involved. There's an awful lot of people doing it. It can't be too hard. Mm-hmm. So I looked into it, and it just kind of snowballed from there. And I started looking at hot dog carts online, and I hadn't met you yet, so I didn't know how to build one.
Okay.
But it looked affordable, and I found out that I could get the food handler cert for a very reasonable fee, and the peddler's license and the sales business license, and all of it was within reach. So I thought, well, why not? I'm not doing anything else anyway, so make the investment and get yourself a cart and see what happens.
Okay, great. How did you determine what kind of cart you wanted? Did you find a deal on a used one, or did you go new, or what did you do?
Well, I was looking for some used ones, but I couldn't find any at the time. And I thought maybe I'd find a lot of them, being it was coming up on fall. Uh-huh. But I was looking on Craigslist and a few other places and just couldn't find anything. And the ones that I did see didn't look like very much of what I wanted. So
that's pretty common, yeah.
So I started looking around on the internet, and I found one of your supporters down there, Dreammaker.
Yeah.
I looked at his, and I looked at everybody else's, and I liked his, and his were more within my price range.
Yeah, he's a good guy over there at Dreammaker, and he does make a top-quality cart, no doubt about it.
Oh, he is absolutely fantastic. Wonderful guy. We went down to meet him just before we brought the cart home.
Okay, cool.
looking at the carts, I wanted something with enough steam pans that I could have a good variety of menu. And this one had 6 steam pans, and I could take some out and buy various sizes and put them in and just come up with all kinds of different ideas if I wanted to, if I wanted to experiment. It's very versatile. It had everything I needed, and he was willing to custom fit it with whatever I needed for the health department, and it just worked out beautifully.
Very good. Yeah, you do serve some different foods other than strictly hot dogs. I know we'll get into that a little bit later, but so you pulled the cart home, and what time of year was it? Was it in the spring, or did you have a full season to get going?
Actually, I had it shipped.
Okay.
But we ordered it in February. I put a down payment on it, mm-hmm. and it was up here by March 10th.
Okay.
So we had it shipped up here that day.
Okay. So you had a whole summer to get the bugs worked out and get to selling.
Yes, and it did take a little time to get the bugs worked out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it always does.
But it worked out very well. I found what was not selling and decided to change it. Mm-hmm. And when a Georgian came along and made a suggestion, I thought, oh, that's the perfect thing to replace this with.
And that was the pulled pork, right?
Right.
I love pulled pork. That's good stuff.
Right. Well, you see, here in Connecticut, we have so much cultural diversity. Tremendous diversity. Uh-huh. In one town alone, we have 32 languages represented.
Wow.
And, yeah. So you never know really what's going to sell. You can't tell what's going to sell by talking to other hot doggers unless you're in the same town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very true.
Where I tried to sell kielbasa, I was throwing out more than I was selling.
No kidding.
But 17 miles up the road, they can't keep enough of it on hand.
Wow, just got a little micro cultures here and there with their different food preferences, huh?
Exactly. So it all depends what town you're in, and
sure.
In some cases, it even depends what part of town you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Down in Danbury, where, like I mentioned, we have 32 languages represented, you could go from street to street and sell everything from wonton soup to eggplant parmesan.
That sounds like a great place to visit, actually. I think I'd just probably walk from block to block and just eat all day long.
And if there were any down there, I haven't honestly seen any hot dog carts in Danbury.
Okay. You dump the kielbasa and put the pulled pork on there, and how'd that do for you?
Oh, that's doing great.
Awesome.
I think I made a name for myself with it.
Beautiful.
I hope I can get it again through the next summer. They haven't had it in the stores through the winter.
Oh, really?
And I hope they get it back. If they don't, I'm going to have to find somebody that does have it.
Yeah, you'll hook up with a distributor or something. It shouldn't be too hard to get it. But
yeah.
Cool. So tell us about your location. You've got the dream location, from what I understand.
Oh, it couldn't be better. They had just finished rebuilding our town beach. They expanded the parking lot. They took out all the old toy equipment, the swings and the rocking horses and everything else,
mm-hmm.
from the beach area and made a big grassy lawn and the sandy beach, of course. And they put up a whole new beautiful fence and planted shrubs along it and flower beds. And they just made it the most beautiful parking lot.
Wow.
And I looked at that, and this is the first year that it was in business like that, but it was open like that.
Okay.
And I took a look at that and I thought, boy, that place is begging for a hot dog cart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right at a 4-way stop sign at the town beach.
Yeah.
And everybody sees me. They see that red and yellow umbrella from all four directions, and they all have to stop there.
Perfect.
And word has gotten around, and the people at the beach are thrilled because they bring their grandchildren there, and they say, oh, this is great. I don't have to pack a lunch for anybody anymore. And they give them $20 and say, go get what you want.
Nice.
They come back 3 or 4 times for hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
One woman bought a whole box of Ring Pops.
Wow. Yeah, you never know what's going to go. That's great. So are you the only food around there?
I am the only easy drive-up food on the lake, except
Perfect.
For the state park.
Oh,
there is
great.
A concession up there. He and I have gotten to be friends
uh-huh.
because his audience is pretty well captive. He's got the campground and the beach, but other than that, nobody can park there unless they go in and pay $9 to go in.
Gotcha.
So he and I are not any competition for each other. I get the drive-bys, he gets the campers.
Perfect. Yeah, I like when that happens, too. Some people in this business feel like everyone is their competitor, and, you know, I just don't like operating that way.
Even if I'm
two blocks down from somebody, I'll try and go up to them and shoot the breeze with them, because I believe everybody can help each other out.
Oh, yeah. In fact, especially through your newsletter, I've found it to be such a fraternity. Other swingers that come up to my cart, we go to each other's carts and buy hot dogs.
That's great.
And we give each other tips, and we swap notes, and... Mm-hmm. What are you selling that sells good, and what's your recipe for this, and what's your recipe for that?
Yeah, that's cool.
If we're far enough apart, we're no competition, so we share recipes. But
yeah,
if we're 10 miles apart, it's a secret.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the reasons I started the newsletter, because there are other forums on the internet. I'm sure everyone's aware of that. And some of them just aren't real fun places to hang out. And I just try to cultivate a fraternal attitude on our site, and we're all there to help each other and bring our businesses up together. So, you know, that was kind of the aim that I had for that.
Well, that was a great idea, because it's fantastic swapping notes with everybody on the website there.
Yeah.
I love that newsletter.
Good. Thanks. I appreciate that. I'm having a ball doing it. So you got your pulled pork going. You're selling hot dogs, ring pops. What else you got on the cart?
Well, I took a survey with the kids to find out what kind of candies they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sell ring pops, Laffy Taffy, Airheads, things that'll keep in the sun.
Right.
Or the heat.
Right.
And they love it. They come up and buy it by the dozen, or their parents buy it by the box.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got, red hops, and I top it all, red hops, hot dogs, and pulled pork.
Okay.
The pulled pork being the biggest seller. For toppings, I've got three different kinds of mustard, regular, spicy brown, and horseradish.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got barbecue onions and raw onions.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what else? I've got chili and sauerkraut and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all I ran last year. Ketchup, mustard, and relish,
right,
of course.
Right, right. So you got all the bases covered.
Yeah.
What kind of rolls or buns are you using? Are you doing something with a local bakery?
No, I'm getting everything at a local membership club.
Okay.
It's BJ's.
Mm-hmm.
And they're Arnold rolls.
Okay.
Nobody's complained about them. In fact, a lot of people like them as soft as they are.
Yeah.
There are local bakeries, but I don't really know where they are.
Yeah. Well, if you got something that's working, don't change it.
Yeah. It's working out very well with what I've been doing. I either use the store brand or Arnold's,
okay. And
they're both pretty much the same.
Very good. So you got a new season coming up. Do you have any new plans? Are you going to do anything different, or did you work all the bugs out last year and you're just going to stick with what works? What are you going to do this year?
Well, I do have some new plans for this year. I'm going to feature some hot soup in the spring.
Nice.
And whereas they're tearing up the main road up to the lake, I'm going to have to take some people on detours to get to me.
Okay.
Anybody who wants to get to the lake knows how, and...
Mm-hmm.
The detours will get them there anyway, and the contractors could probably use some hot soup for lunch.
I'm sure they could.
So I'm going to be doing that in the spring, along with the hot dogs and a couple other things.
Mm-hmm.
And being on the lake, I have a friend who goes to church with me that is starting a business with fishing flies,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to distribute them in different areas, and he found out that I had set up at a lake, so he wants to sell his fishing flies at my hot dog cart.
I love it.
So I said, sure, bring them on up.
Yeah.
He's going to give me a commission on that. And
Excellent.
Who knows where that'll go.
Yeah, to get some irons in the fire, and you never know what's going to take off.
Yeah.
Perfect. Very cool. Well, anything that you would tell someone just getting started in the business now that you're a seasoned professional?
Do your homework.
Uh-huh.
We had a very unfortunate case here in town. There was a young man who set up, and he thought that he was all set and set up in a place that already had a lease on it. See, here in Connecticut, you can't operate on state land without a state lease.
Okay.
And someone else already had a lease out on it. So the state came around checking on all the hot dog carts and found that this young man had not quite done his homework on permits. And they closed him down and gave him the information he needed to take care of it. But he was out of business for a while, so he didn't get started really until mid to late summer.
Okay.
But once he got it all together, then he got it going up about 11 miles up the road at a place. He managed to work out a deal in front of a liquor store up in Cornwall.
Okay.
He has a three-way corner there, which is a very well-traveled road, a main road to points north. And he worked out everything, and he was very happy.
Well, that's good. I'm glad the story has a happy ending.
Yes, it did. And I would also say start within your means. I mean, don't go in over your head.
Yeah.
Start small and see where it goes. In the music business, I always said have a back door.
So you were in the music. You were in the polka business. Is that right?
Yes, sir, I was.
That's cool. I think I told you my wife is second generation Polish, and we've got polka music playing around the house here quite often.
Oh, really? Do you have anything by Joe Stanky and the Cadets?
No, but we got some Whoopi John Wilfart.
Oh, yeah. The Cuckoo Waltz. That was one of my mother's favorite songs.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
She loves all that stuff. Our little girls dance around to it. It's great.
Yeah. It's good music. It's a healer. Music is a real healer.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I really appreciate you spending some time with us and telling us about your business. I found it really interesting, and I'm sure everybody else will, too. And I wish you the best of luck in this coming season, and definitely keep us posted and tell us how things are going for you.
Thank you. I certainly will.
Sounds good. You did send us some pictures earlier last year. Give us some more. Let's see how things are looking this year.
I'll do that.
Okay, and Robin.
Thanks again for that wonderful Cash Tracker software.
Oh, yeah. You liking that?
Oh, I love it. Oh, gosh. I just finished doing all my taxes, and I did it all myself.
Beautiful. Just push a button.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, I'm glad that's working for you.
Okay.
Okay, Robin, take care, and we will be in touch.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. Great talking with you.
You too. Thank you.